Richard Freethorn to his parents, March 20th and April 2nd to 3rd, 1623. Loving and kind father and mother, my most humble duty remembered to you, hoping in God of your good health. This is to let you understand that I, your child, am in a most heavy case by reason of the nature of the country. It is such that it causes much sickness, as the scurvy and the bloody flux, and diverse other diseases, which makes the body very poor and weak. And when we are sick, there is nothing to comfort us. For since I came out of the ship, I never ate anything but peas and loblolly, that is water gruel. As for deer or venison, I never saw any since I came into this land. There is indeed some fowl, but we are not allowed to go and get it, but must work hard both early and late for a mess of water gruel and a mouthful of bread and beef. A mouthful of bread for a penny loaf must serve for 4 men, which is most pitiful. We live in fear of the enemy. We have had a combat with them on this Sunday before Shrovetide, the beginning of Lent, and we took 2 alive and made slaves of them. But it was by policy, for we are in great danger, for our plantation is very weak by reason of the dearth and sickness of our company. I have nothing to comfort me, nor there is any to be gotten here but sickness and death, except that one had money to lay out in some things for profit, but I have nothing at all. No, not a shirt to my back, but 2 rags, nor no clothes, but 1 poor suit, nor but 1 pair of shoes, but 1 pair of stockings, but 1 cap, but 2 bands. My cloak is stolen by one of my fellows, and to his dying, however, would not tell me what he did with it, but some of my fellows saw him have butter and beef out of a ship, which my cloak I doubt not paid for, so that I have not a penny, nor a penny worth to help me to either spice or sugar or strong waters, without the which one cannot live here. For as strong beer in England doth fatten and strengthen them, so water here doth wash and weaken. I am not half a quarter so strong as I was in England, and all is for want of victuals, for I do protest unto you that I have eaten more in a day at home than I have allowed me here for a week. You have given more than my day's allowance to a beggar at the door, and if Mr. John Jackson had not relieved me, I should be in a poor case. But he like a father, and she like a loving mother, doth still help me. Goodman Jackson much marveled that you would send me a servant to the company. He saith, I had been better knocked on the head, and indeed, so I find it now to my great grief and misery, and saith, that if you love me, you will redeem me suddenly, for which I do entreat and beg. If you cannot get the merchants to redeem me for some little money, then for God's sake, get a gathering or entreat some good folks to lay out some little sum of money in meal and cheese and butter and beef. Any eating meat will yield great profit. Oil and vinegar is very good, but Father, there is great loss in leaking. But for God's sake, send beef and cheese and butter, or the more of one sort and none of the other. Look, whatsoever you send me, be it never so much, look what I make of it. I will deal truly with you. I will send it over and beg the prophet to redeem me. And if I die before it come, I have entreated Goodman Jackson to send you the worth of it, who hath promised he will. Good Father, do not forget me, but have mercy and pity my miserable case. I know if you did but see me, you would weep to see me. Richard Freethorn, Martin's Hundred.